preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here on April 9th, 2018. I'm James Kelso, coming to you live from North Dakota. With me tonight, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And you too out there, folks, if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You can get in on the show. We only have a brief hour together. Just enough time. Well, not enough time, but enough time to get started on covering the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon here in the Trump era. What logs shall we throw on the fire tonight? Well, here's one. Donald Trump says, this is the lead story right now on Breitbart.com, I was right to fire James Comey. Yes, indeed he was. Jeff Sessions recusal was, what was it? It was a terrible mistake. And that's what Donald Trump just called it. He got it right on both counts. So let me open with that story. I'll read you the brief story here. President Donald Trump excoriated. Well, again, I think that's the right verb there too. The right action. Attorney General Jeff Sessions again for recusing himself from the investigation of Trump campaign collusion with the Russians. Quoting the president, quote, the attorney general made a terrible mistake when he did this and when he recused himself, or he should have certainly let us know if he was going to recuse himself, and we would have put a different attorney general in. Oh, that's pretty That's a pretty strong spanking right there, Trump said, blaming Sessions for all of his struggles with the special counsel run by Robert Mueller. Well, I know you'll agree, Paul. That's right. This whole year of anxiety, wasted time, Donald Trump correctly is assigning here to, or I'm assigning, but I take it from his words that Donald Trump is as well, to this terrible mistake, his word, by Jeff Sessions. Trump appeared furious with the FBI for raiding the office of his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, on Monday morning, calling it, quote, a disgrace, unquote. That is a disgrace. He also blasted the special counsel's group of prosecutors as, quote, the most conflicted group of people I have ever seen, unquote. Trump went further, raising concerns that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had signed the FISA memo ordering surveillance of one of his campaign advisors. And indeed he had, folks. Rod Rosenstein, who we like to call Rodenstein here, did in fact, I would say criminally, it was a criminal act on his part, sign a FISA memo, because in that FISA memo, Rodenstein was certifying to a FISA court judge, a secret court, he was certifying that everything in that memo was accurate and complete, and that all exonerating evidence or contrary evidence, yes, that because the person who's the target of a FISA wiretap, folks, and wiretap's just a general word. It means, 10 or 20 different ways of being spied upon without their own knowledge. That person has no representative in the court. It is absolutely incumbent upon the person signing the memo, in this case, Rod Rodenstein, to be utterly truthful with the judge as if he himself is the defense attorney for the target who has no attorney. The judge relies upon that, and any attorney that doesn't live up to that standard and instead knowingly lies to the FISA court judge about fake evidence that he has been complicit in securing, that person should not only lose his law license, be disbarred for life, go to prison, and be fined for whatever funds they have. So Trump says, the most conflicted group of people I've ever seen, the special counsel's group of prosecutors. And where did those people come from? Rod Rosenstein appointed Mueller and his merry band of pranksters. Trump went further, raising concerns that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had signed the FISA memo. We read that. But Trump also reminded reporters that Rosenstein was the one who wrote a letter recommending that FBI Director James Comey be fired. You remember that, folks? This gets so bizarre, you think somebody is making it up. Analysts have concluded that Mueller is likely to accuse Trump of trying to obstruct justice by firing Comey. And then here's a quote from our president. I turned out to do the right thing, because you look at all of the things that he's done and the lies, and you look at what's gone on at the FBI, he said about Comey. Wow. So water's heating up, Paul. We've actually got a deep state criminal, Robert Mueller, who may actually go after our president. The president's personal attorney's office. Whoa. So we'll want to talk about that. Boy, that's enough to bite off for any show. And we'll come up with other logs on the fire. Here's a separate, different story, but it's also a good one. We'll throw this second log on the fire. This is Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Republican, Monday on Fox News, Fox and Friends. Today, Governor Greg Abbott said there was he called it a mathematical need for President Trump's plan to send National Guard troops to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Abbott said, I've got to tell you, the people of Texas are very appreciative. The president of the United States has recognized this is a problem. He made a commitment when he ran for president, and he has been adamant that he wanted to do everything he can to secure the border. Texas wants to ensure that we secure the border. You need to understand that there is a mathematical need for this because the people coming across the border have increased dramatically, more than 200% month on month in the month of March of what it was the year before. Governor Abbott added, what we have seen in the past is when we do add these National Guard forces, it has a meaningful impact in reducing the flow of people coming across the border. Let me tell you why, because this is something that has not been discussed. What is going on is people don't just happen to come into the United States. They get here by the drug cartels and by the coyotes who bring them across. Every time we have increased the forces on the ground, there has been a decrease of the cartel activity and coyote activity, because they realize they will be losing money. Part of our job is to put these cartels and coyotes out of business. They're able to ramp up the support on the ground. It puts them out of business, and it's going to make the border a far more secure place. So that's a great governor there, Governor Greg Abbott, and that's another huge story. And let's see if we've got some. Here's another, just for the humor element tonight. This guy, Jimmy Kimmel, who's like all these other talk show, or what do you call them? What do you call these? What is the name for these clownish shows in the evening? But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel is pointed out here by one of the better Breitbart writers, John Nolte. He points out that Jimmy Kimmel, his headline is, Sean Hannity and old game shows earn more viewers than Jimmy Kimmel. According to TV by the Numbers, a rating service, so far this season, Jimmy Kimmel Live has averaged only a measly, and this is good news, folks. You know, you worry about how the media is slamming our president. How many people do you think watch or see Jimmy Kimmel? You would think, you're thinking back to the days of Johnny Carson and Steve Allen. In those nights, everybody in America was watching. So it was a big deal who was on what Johnny Carson or Steve Allen said. Well, folks, that was then. This is now. America's disgusted with these guys and aren't watching. The media's not telling you this. Jimmy Kimmel has averaged only a measly 2.3 million viewers. That's it. 2.3 million total viewers. In a country of 330 million, that is less than 1%. Statistically speaking, Jimmy Kimmel's viewership is a big, fat zero. Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert, oh, let's give it the French pronunciation of this very sophisticated idiot, Stephen Colbert, are not much better, with an average of 2.9 million and 3.8 million, respectively. Colbert is nearly doubling Kimmel's performance, but two times zero is still zero.
Yeah, from algebra.
Yeah. And then he gives another example. The pathetic Seth Meyers is at an anemic 1.5 million viewers. Folks, tonight, Paul and I have more than that. Probably not. But the point being, we're hardly an order of magnitude below them. These people really have small audiences. In other words, writes the brilliant John Nolte, no one watches these guys, these mindless Trump haters puffed up by our corporate media into something they are not, influence leaders with their finger on the pulse. Is it any wonder then that Jimmy Kimmel hosting the Oscars resulted in the lowest viewership in history? No one knows who Jimmy Kimmel is, and those who do know him do not like him enough to give his show anything approaching a respectable audience. And then he says, how bad are Kimmel's ratings and all these other guys too? He says, for perspective, here are eight shows with more viewers. Sean Hannity, 3 million. Tucker Carlson, 2.6 million. And then he says, but let's go down. let's go down. Judge Judy, have you ever seen that show where Judge Nope. Judy? Judge Judy is this person who, you know, decides a case between two, like a domestic dispute case over what, you know, over who, you know, who's responsible for the ring going down the garbage disposal. she's got 2.4 million viewers. And so
people watch that more for the entertainment. She scolds, she screams, she abuses. I mean, it's not. But this indicates not only our tremendous chance right now, but just the poverty of the mass media. And once the encouraging thing is that once there are alternatives, and that's what we're doing with the American Freedom Party broadcast, the Trump phenomenon, etc. We're offering people, as do many others, an alternative. And a lot of people no longer want that garbage from the mainstream media.
Yes, it is. It is our opportunity, Paul, very much so. And I like the final sentence here, and I like this this infinitive verb here, gaslighting. He says, but it is all a charade, a gaslighting technique the media fabricated as a way to give those on the left the aura of influence they do not really have. Think about that, folks. I've never used that word, gaslighting. I'll look it up. And I'll give you the definition in just a moment, but I'm getting the idea as to what it means. It's faking something.
Yeah.
By putting it in a bright light and making it, you know, dolling it up as if it's something that it's not. A gaslighting technique to give the left the aura of influence it does not really have. So that spells victory, Paul. That's wonderful for us.
And what really burns them is that there really are now many alternatives out there. Us being among them, the Trump phenomenon,
yes,
and other good shows. You're not just limited to whatever they choose to pump out your way.
Yeah. Now let's well said, Paul. Let's go back to the lead story here. Trump calls FBI raid on his lawyer, Michael Cohen, a disgraceful situation. Listen to this, folks. I mean, this has never happened in presidential history. The FBI raided. Now, remember, this is the agency that's supposedly working for Jeff Sessions. Raided President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen's office, home and hotel room. That's three locations, folks, on Monday. To seize documents related to several issues, including, are you sitting down? I hope you didn't just take a bite of dinner. If you did, put it down. Including payments to his porn star, Stormy Daniels.
How could that be any concern of this guy? He's out of control.
Yeah, this is Robert Mueller doing this, of course.
Yes.
Cohen is reportedly under federal investigation for possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations, according to the Washington Post. Cohen's lawyer, so Cohen has to have a lawyer now, Stephen Ryan, released a statement that said the raids were, quote, in part a referral by the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Continuing the quote, Ryan says, the decision by the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York to conduct their investigation using search warrants is completely inappropriate and unnecessary, Ryan said. He added, it resulted in the unnecessary seizure of protected attorney-client communications between a lawyer and his clients. These government tactics are also wrong because Mr. Cohen has cooperated completely with all government entities, including providing thousands of non-privileged documents to the Congress and sitting for depositions under oath, unquote. President Trump called the situation a disgrace and called the special investigation a total witch hunt and an attack on our country. And folks, let's give a huzzah to our president for that. It is exactly that, an attack on you. When asked if he would fire Mueller, Trump held the door open. Ooh, we'll see what happens. Many people have said you should fire him, he said. He also noted that firing former FBI Director James Comey turned out to be the right thing, his words. A spokesman for the special counsel referred Fox News to the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations, Title 28, Section 600.4, in regards to Mueller's referral. The code says, if in the course of his or her investigation, we'll come right back to this. Folks, this is the first in your lifetime and in American history. We'll be right back. Still lasting here like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We're back, folks, talking about this disgraceful raid on the president's personal attorney. And we've got two callers waiting in line here, Chris in Texas and Chris in Las Vegas, Chuck, excuse me, in Texas and Chris in Las Vegas. And the engineer has done a little research for us looking up gaslighting, and I'm looking at his and another reference. The term gaslighting, which originates with a play by the same name, Gaslight, a 1938 stage play, in which this phenomenon appears, has been used colloquially since the 1960s to describe efforts to manipulate someone's perception of reality. That's you in this case. And sociopaths and narcissists frequently use gaslighting techniques. And the an abuser's ultimate goal is to make their victim second guess their every choice and question their sanity. So that's what the media is doing to all of us. And overcoming gaslighting can be challenging. Yes. Maureen Dowd was one of the first to use the term in the political context. She described the Bill Clinton administration's use of the technique in subjecting Newt Gingrich to small indignities intended to provoke him. And so there we have that. Let's go back to this amazing story on a raid. Folks, a raid. You know, this is three things: his office, his home, and where else did they raid him? Three locations. And these raids, folks, these are, you know, kick in the door type raids, you know, talk about an indignity. And this is to an attorney, a president's own attorney, who has cooperated in every matter, appeared in depositions, and been utterly forthcoming. And what are they? What is this dirt ball, Cohen? Like, you know, Stormy Daniels, she's a dirt ball. Real name Stephanie Cliffords, she's a dirt ball, of course. But Robert Mueller, he's a dirt ball on a whole other larger scale. Cohen had recently said he had paid the porn actress, whose name is Stephanie Cliffords, $130,000 in 2016 as the presidential campaign was underway. So here's where we're going, folks. The magnitude of this raid, the seriousness of this, tells us, I mean, this is how we have to interpret it. This is where this criminal, Robert Mueller, who was responsible for Uranium One treason against the United States, this is where he's going now with his Russia collusion investigation. So Stormy Daniels, that's Russian collusion. Cliffords has claimed she had a one-time, okay, it's a claim right now, right? It's a one-time sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006, 12 years ago. She said Cohen paid her the money for the election as part of a non-disclosure agreement. Trump has denied knowing about the payment. Now, folks, and you're going to see where do they go with this, folks? Where does a criminal like Robert Mueller, where does he go with this? He gets different people under extreme pressure, compelled to answer questions which they answer differently. And that turns into, you lied to the FBI. And that's a crime. And you get prosecuted for that. That's called a procedural prosecution. There's no underlying wrongdoing whatsoever. But one guy said one thing, like maybe the attorney Cohen. The other guy, maybe Trump, said another thing. And one or both of them is then called a liar by the FBI. And they can go to jail. Can you imagine this, folks? What's her name again? Stephanie Cliffords. Stormy. Let's just go with Stormy. Stormy's lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has questioned whether Cohen's payment could be considered a campaign donation, which would exceed donation limits. Oh, come on. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? The whole United States of America, the presidency of the United States, the freedom and safety of the free world, of the civilized world, as Donald Trump correctly describes it, is now subjected to a bogus case wound around a 12-year-old one-time alleged encounter with a hooker and a porn queen? Are you kidding? The FBI seized emails, tax documents, and business records. A person briefed on the search told the New York Times. The seized records reportedly include communications between Trump and Cohen. Cohen had been living in a hotel room while repairs were being done to his apartment, according to Fox News. So there it is. It's his office, his apartment, and his hotel room. So three locations. And imagine, folks, an attorney, imagine how many records on how many people and of what a sensitive nature are held by a high-level attorney. This is disgusting. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks, and patiently waiting, Chuck in Texas and Chris in Las Vegas. We'll be right to you, gentlemen, in a moment, but let me read you this paragraph first. This is the special counsel's spokesman referred Fox News to U.S. Code Title 28, Section 600.4, and here's how that reads, and if you're not already boiling over with anger, listen to this. Listen to how this was done and who did it. And I'm referring to Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. Quote, if in the course of his or her investigation, the special counsel concludes that additional jurisdiction beyond that specified in his or her original jurisdiction is necessary in order to fully investigate and resolve the matters assigned or to investigate new matters that come to light in the court, well, this is a typo here, in the course of his or her investigation, he or she shall consult with the Attorney General. Now, who's that? That's Jeff Sessions. But who recused himself stupidly? Jeff Sessions. So who became the effective Attorney General? Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, who will determine whether to include the additional matters within the special counsel's jurisdiction. So, folks, this means Rodney the Rat Rodenstein green-lighted Robert the also felon Mueller into wandering off into the sagebrush, investigating a 12-year-old one-time alleged sexual encounter of the president. And then a payment made by the president's attorney of $130,000 to this porn star with a non-disclosure agreement, which, by the way, folks, in the world of people who are billionaires, celebrities, and so on, that's a standard event, is if somebody's blackmailing you. I mean, how does that go down? Stormy Daniels has a meeting with somebody in the Trump staff, says, look what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to say this. And then they're offered money with a non-disclosure agreement, what they say occurred or not, just to get them the hell out of the way and to not mess up the headlines, that a payment is made. And $130,000, that's peanuts in that world. So, you know, this is not a, oh my gosh, you know, suck out all the oxygen in the room kind of a scandal. Not at all. There's no big giant scandal here at all. A man has this, and let's go with the possibility that this encounter occurred. Is this somehow outside the realm of the sex life of the American male or European man? The guy has a sex life, and for that, the entire country is brought down. The presidency is brought down. America's security and safety comes to a standstill. America is humiliated. These are enemy rats that have infested our government that would do this to you, your president, and they're doing it to your country. What a story, Paul.
Yeah, you know, one of the many aspects of this that concerns me is, despite the fact Donald Trump has a good team of advisors and, you know, people to do a lot of the grunt work for him, he still has to be on top of things and in charge. There's only 24 hours in the day. He has the same time allocation as any of us. And to have some of that wasted in this ridiculous drama, frankly, who cares whether he had a one-night stand with Stormy Daniels?
Exactly.
And in the real world, as opposed to the...
Go ahead, Paul. We may have lost Paul's audio. Engineer, let me know if you've lost Paul's audio also. But I'll finish the sentence and the thought. Yes, folks. And what's the right response from us, the patriot world? Well, the right response, the best defense is a better offense. We should go on offense. We should let our president know, you have our support. 110%, you have our support. And we should roar that support out to him at every possible appearance. We should let the enemy know that we despise them. We hold them in utter contempt. And if any of these people who are making this attack on our president make appearances in public, they should be booed, lustily booed, and condemned. And we should push for indictments for criminals like Mueller, who gave away 20% of our uranium and for $145 million payment to the gaslighter Hillary Clinton, who has been now for decades causing people to call their own sanity into question as she lies, projects. She's a sociopath. She just smiles, looks into the camera, and smiles and lies with no shame. And we've all encountered a person like this in our lives. Maybe somebody's lucky who hasn't, but that's what we've got. So that should be our response, is complete support for our president. And as Hannity says, in the year of the boomerang, let this all boomerang on these SOBs, so that they find, you do this to our president and you just whipped us up to a higher level of energy and disgust with you. So let's go to our callers now and get some reactions from you. First, we'll go to Chuck in Texas and then Chris in Las Vegas. Chuck in Texas, You have the microphone.
Hey, buddy. First off, I want to tell folks that, you know, you are.
Go ahead, Chuck. Say that again. Say that again, please. Losing a little audio, I think, here, folks.
Okay,
Chuck is so far out there in the mesquite in Texas with on his cattle ranch that he lost his signal there as he went over the rise on his horse. We'll try to get Chuck back, but let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, it's your turn.
Well, good afternoon, James, and everyone else listening to on the RBN show. I really appreciate your colorful moniker for Rodney the Rat Rosenstein because it's so properly applied, so I'm fully on board with that one. But I thought if you really wanted to know about gaslighting, I can give you a very graphic description of being victimized by it, my very self. Fortuitously, I 27th of last month, the case was dismissed against me, where I was gaslighted and falsely arrested by the FBI. Agents Matthew Schaefer and Paul.
No names, please. Go ahead.
Well, they deserve all the credit too, just kind of like Rodney the Rat Rosenstein, because I told them they were making an egregious mistake, and they were obviously not confident in what they were doing because they were relying on hearsay information.
Well, hang on, Chris. I hear your story, and you know what? And folks, a lot of you out there in the audience, you call me on my own phone line 701-317-5317. And as some who have talked with me can say, I have long conversations on the phone with listeners to the show, and I love to hear your stories and so on. And this is such a case, Chris, but we need to, this is a national emergency right here. Now, your story is very interesting, but this, what I'm looking for here is people's reaction to us. This has never happened. You know, forget our own personal lives at this moment, Chris. This has never happened to any of us in our lifetimes. This is the President of the United States. Can you picture the scene? FBI agents kicking down the door of three separate abodes for the president's personal attorney. This is sick.
This is presidential terrorism, James.
Yes, it is. That is terrorism. Imagine if right now, as I sit here on the microphone with my two little children upstairs, if I heard my front door being kicked in. I mean, imagine, personalize it to yourself, folks. You hear your front door being kicked in. And let's make it more than one door, because they kicked in three doors at the same time. Your back door is being kicked in, too, by heavily garbed FBI personnel.
Probably in black outfits.
Black outfits. And as you run to the scene, you don't know what's going on. You're an absolutely innocent, law-abiding, flag-waving, patriotic American, and your door is being kicked in. What do you do? What do you do? What does that do? Talk about the abuse. Would you ever forget that? You've got the children to think about. You've got all your property, your possessions, your private papers, you know, and now these guys, these goons, are going to haul this out of your house. Do you think, folks, that maybe the top of the FBI was taken over by enemies of America?
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. This is the absolute proof. Absolute proof.
Well, remember, they did the same thing to Paul Manafort.
Yeah, but yes, and that's bad. But this is... Yeah, 4 a.m. in the morning or something like that. He's in bed with his wife. You know, people kicking in your door, yelling at you, waving guns in the dark. This is sick, folks. But this is now to a new level. This criminal, Robert Mueller, none of us should sleep until he's in behind bars.
Agreeable.
To the President of the United States.
Well, let me re-describe the gaslighting aspect of what took place here. whenever they falsely tell you you're going to come down to the FBI to give evidence about discovering criminality in government, and when you get there, they flip the script and try to accuse you of some criminal activity instead, and don't even look at the evidence that they pretended they were going to look at, that's what a gaslight is. And they call you up back later and say they made a mistake and there really is something to what you're saying and they want to see it. You go down there and they false arrest you, and you tell them they're false arresting you and making an egregious mistake. That's what gaslighting is. It's giving the illusion they're going to do something and doing dramatically opposite to predatorily or avariciously prey upon you. That's
yes,
what gaslighting
and I like, I'll-
is.
Yes, and I like what you just said, connecting with what Paul just said. Paul, isn't this the case? This, the President of the United States is a 71-year-old man, like, you know, similar to yourself and myself, Paul, and he puts his pants on one leg at a time. He has to defend America, take care of us, handle our taxes, handle our national defense, handle our national resources, our trade, our jobs. He's doing all of that in a 24-hour day, trying to get some sleep, and he has to... He has to deal with this. That is abuse, Paul.
These are criminals.
We lost. Oh, I'm sorry. Paul may be listening out there. We lost Paul's connection. But, folks, that is psychological. You're right. It's terrorism. It's torture. It's abuse. It's psychological warfare. You know, and the president has to, you know, tomorrow has to have press conferences, get in his jet, travel to do rallies and appearances. He has to deal with the election campaign in 2018. Folks, look at your life. Look at mine. What do I have to worry about in a day compared to this
Here's
man?
One last thing for you, James.
Yeah.
The private contractual relationship, if there was one, between Trump and Stormy Daniels was private. And if they had a non-disclosure agreement, then she obviously violated the terms of contract and he should sue and get his money back.
Well, yeah, and of course yes, exactly. But remember, what we as patriots need to let our enemies know is we don't give a damn about Stormy Daniels. We elected this man. Well, we don't care about that either. We don't care anything about anything that he did in 2006 with any woman. We elected him to defend our country. And he rose to the challenge. He is our champion. He's defending us. And you're knocking him down. You're kicking him in the teeth and the nuts at the same time. And that's our president. Go ahead.
Attacking the president's chief counsel his representative is effectually a direct attack on the president himself.
Well said. It is a direct attack, folks, because the privileged communications between his personal attorney and the president, of course it is. Just as the wiretapping of who was the person that they wiretapped was some nobody, nobody's ever heard of. They weren't wiretapping that guy because he was a guy who was trying to connect to all kinds of people in the Trump administration. They were wiretapping the president Carter Page. They were actually wiretapping our president and all of his communications and so the person, you know, it wasn't Carter Page who wasn't represented at that FISA court. It was the future president of the United States and then president. This was going on even under when he was president. This Rodney the Rat Rosenstein was certifying FISA wiretaps, which are effectively wiretaps against Donald Trump.
And committing fraud on the court.
Yeah, fraud on the court, exactly. Folks, hypocrisy with a capital H. I'll tell you what, when I finish this show, I'm out of breath just thinking about this. I'm going to have to sit on the couch and hold my head, maybe breathe into a brown paper bag. This nothing like this has ever happened in the history of America. Nothing. I'm not exaggerating. This is mind-boggling.
This is a threat to national security.
Yeah, it's a threat to national security. That's right, folks. We've got a nuclear-armed China right now. Nuclear-armed other nations. We've got Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And our president stands between us and that. And he has to be subjected to this kind of criminal treatment?
There's a word in the law lexicon that describes this. It's called polyfurcation and brinksmanship.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, I like very much what you said. And if I may, sir, with your permission, I mean, Chris in Las Vegas, there, the mesquite's starting to go into my head here. If I may, I'm going to go to two other callers we have waiting.
Absolutely. God bless America and God bless the president and God save the republic. Thank you so much, James. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris. We've got a little break here. We got Tom in Florida and Joel in Wisconsin coming up. And your call, too, folks, if you call in. Stay tuned.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews. But this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Well, we got some roadblocks in our way on the highway, folks. This is an incredible event. This is an attack on you. This is an attack on the Republic, on our freedom, on our people, as well as an attack on Donald Trump. and this is by the criminals who inhabit the deep state. And let's hope that it goes this way, folks, and let's help it go this way, which is that this is an act of desperation on their part. This is mind-boggling, and they need to pay for it. We need to go after these people, go after them in every legal avenue to pursue their crimes, to hunt them down for their crimes. This is, remember, folks, this is at the very moment that Rodney, the rat, Rodenstein, is refusing to cough up the documents demanded legally by Devin Nunes and Mark Meadows and the other great House committee chairmen and members, the 1.2 million documents that are being concealed from us by Rodney the Rat Rodenstein with one hand, and then the other hand, he's signing authorization for Robert Mueller to engage in a complete dirty attack against our president. In a matter of Stormy Daniels? Are you kidding? Have we come to this? I mean, this, folks, this is the showdown at the OK Corral. They brought, the left has gone to their dirtiest tactics, their most desperate measures, and what they need to see from us is our response of total support for our president. And we should see the ratings of Jimmy Kimmel and these other criminals. Well, I don't think any patriots are watching their shows, but that's exactly where it needs to go. Pin it out at zero. Flatline those shows. Let's go to another caller here. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, I see your hair's on fire.
Yeah, James, listen, I want to say this. This guy Wiseman, he's a thug. He's a Zionist Bolshevik. This is all this is about, James. Israel's running our government. It's not
Wait a minute. Tom. Okay, Tom.
James,
please, don't take it there.
I can tell you what's going on, James.
Yeah, I understand, Tom.
Wiseman, come on. Who? Soros. George Soros is running this.
Yes, I understand, Tom. Okay, we've got that. We've all heard this story. We've all got that story. But I want to get on to the story here, okay, the actual story that's going on. Robert Mueller's not a Zionist, okay, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
He looks like a monster, James. He looks like a monster, like a,
he looks like
a monster
Satan.
Movie.
He looks like Satan, and Rod Rodenstein looks like the most perverted rat that you can imagine. Folks,
James, the real news you should be talking about is Hungary. How Hungary won a big election.
Tom, we're out of time. Tom, we're out of time, so I got to do a wrap-up sentence here. Folks, this is an incredible day. Mark it on your calendar. April 9th, unprecedented in American history. Of course, this is all we'll be able to talk about tomorrow. See you then.
You got a great show.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.